There is no doubt that the threat from terrorism remains persistent and credible, as demonstrated in Paris, as you mentioned. So it means that this threat is not diminishing, and it is due to the fact that the pressure on the Daesh, for example, is very high. So it turns that this organization comes back to its normal way, excuse me to say normal, the way of doing of terrorist organization, which means terrorist attacks. But the potential of this organization is so huge that they can do that in multiple places.
In your opening remarks, ahead of marking the first anniversary of the Madrid Guiding Principles, you stressed that Daesh was losing territory and that there could be an increase of foreign fighters returning to their countries of origin. Will this pose a new threat to the world?
It poses a growing threat because, of course, it has started already from a certain period of time. But now, since the pressure on Daesh is huge, as I mentioned before, the people are returning in the countries of origin. But there is another point also that since it is more and more difficult to travel to the places in which the organization has a main territory, what happens is that messages are sent by the organization to the people who would like to come and say, stay in the place you are, and through internet or through other means, we will give you the targets that we may wish to hit.
In terms of this return, what has your office been doing in terms of advising countries on how to counter this threat?
In the guiding principles of Madrid, you can see that, for example, there is a lot of emphasis on the border management and law enforcement cooperation. So it is critical that there will be more international cooperation. That's the first point. But we have also another system which is in place, which is the advanced passenger information. It's true that the advanced passenger information is very has a lot of impact in the way through which, for example, the people are not authorized to travel. There are 800 people who have been trying to travel and who have not been authorized to travel because of this system. Unfortunately, we have only now 57 countries which are really equipped with API, and then we support all the countries, especially with ICAO, the International Civil Aviation Organization, to really put in place all the necessary elements for the API. The PNR, also the personal information system, is also very important. It gives details on the person who travels. And in the combination of both, PNR has been now supported by the European Union, for example, but not only there. And I really feel with the combination of both, we can really increase the level of filtrage for these type of difficulties. And then when the returnees are coming, where they can be followed more easily than before.
Are these prevention tools working in places like Africa where maybe resources are not there?
With our colleagues of the Counterterrorism Implementation Task Force, who are more in charge of technical assistance, we are putting in place now technical assistance capacities in order to support the African countries in their work exactly on the API and PNR. It is not yet in place in many of the African countries, but still we are working on that with them and to support them.
You're set to brief the Security Council this afternoon on the flow of foreign terrorist fighters and the recent terror attacks. What is the most important message that you have?
This is an open briefing to all member states. So even more important, I think, that we brief on the right actions to be taken. The first action is really to put in place a national system and then to have with the help of all the organizations, but also of all the bilateral cooperation, all the system in place at the national level. That's really very important. The second action, of course, we are here at the global organization. Second, we have to say to them that this is a threat which cannot be dealt with only by a country alone. That's not possible. Even if the terrorist attacks occur in one country, it is a global threat and it necessitates a global response. And for that, the UN is really the organization which has to be placed at the center, especially the Security Council. We are well equipped in terms of legislation in the Council with the Resolution 2178, which was adopted in 2014 by a summit. The third point, international cooperation, faster. that's absolutely necessary to have a faster international cooperation. I think, for example, of what we have now pushed the Council of Europe to do and which might be adopted by other regional organizations, because we have also to work with them, which is the kind of 24/7 cell composed of prosecutors in order to really to exchange information as much as possible. Also, we will do the same with law enforcement. There is another point also I want to raise. You know, the terrorism cannot be defeated only by law enforcement measures. It's the fight of a society. It's the fight of the entire world, the society of the universe. All of us, we can say that these terrorist actions are really against what is our cherished values of the Charter. So we have to have the people with us. And this is something that the Council has to keep in mind, and that this is why also what we keep in mind, us as the arm of the Council. And third, we have also to work, because of the propagation of the ideas of Daesh, these mortifer ideas of Daesh by internet, I think that we have also to work not only with the civil society, but also with the private companies, in order to see how we can speed up the knowledge of necessary information to counter in this terrible organization. I want also to say that we have also to think about Africa, as you said, and we have also not to neglect the fight against Boko Haram. I know that many countries of the region, Central Africa and Western Africa, are working on that, but the international community should not, I would like to say even shall not forget, to help them in this terrible fight against Boko Haram, which has committed a lot of terrible actions against the population of the region.